Protesters blocked the main entrance to the amphitheater where Google was holding its annual I/O conference. Protesters said Google tried to reroute conference goers to a different entrance, bypassing the protest, but the protesters were still able to get their message across to the thousands of conference attendees. Ariel Corin is a former Google employee and a member of the coalition No Tech for Genocide. She said Google is complicit in providing mass surveillance technology to the Israeli military.
You might be here at this conference where Google is bragging about their so-called advancements and innovations and their shiny new gadgets. But at the end of the day, the truth, and the only truth that matters right now, is the fact that Google is providing the cloud infrastructure for the Israeli government and military to scale out the mass surveillance of Palestinians, the mass destruction of the entire Gaza Strip, and the mass murder of thousands upon thousands of families and innocent civilians.
Google and Amazon provided the Israeli government with cloud computing systems, including artificial intelligence. The partnership is called Project Nimbus, and it was announced 3 years ago as an investment in information security. Opponents of the project say it facilitates human rights abuses in the Palestinian territories and the expansion of illegal Israeli settlements. A Google developer, who identified only as Developer 4, says part of what Project Nimbus does is scan the Israeli military's data on Palestinians to help it generate kill lists for military strikes on alleged militants.
In one strike, the military was authorized to kill 300 Palestinian civilians to target just one alleged militant.
Ariel Corin was a marketing manager for Google until she resigned in 2022 after becoming an outspoken critic of the project. She said she was given an ultimatum to move to Brazil or lose her job. She says the move was in retaliation for her activism.
Our actions today forced Google to face its own customers and to own up to the fact that Google has been shamelessly lying to the press, claiming that Project Nimbus is an innocent, mundane civilian contract, when in fact, more and more evidence is coming out by the day to show the truth.
Last month, Google fired dozens of employees who had participated in pro-Palestine sit-ins at its corporate offices in California and New York.
Google will never truly be able to thwart the opposition. And the harder Google works to thwart the opposition, the louder it is going to become, the more emboldened it is going to become, the more attention it is going to receive.
The protesters say they will continue to protest Google until it abandons Project Nimbus. Ariel Corin says Google and its leaders risk tarnishing the company's brand by continuing its relationship with the Israeli government.
Their hands are covered in blood, and their legacies will be synonymous with genocide.
For KPFA News, Ata Shaheen.